the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Spring 2014 Newsletter. President's Message. Welcome to the Spring 2014 Newsletter of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, NJLBH. Now that the doldrums of winter have passed, we hope for nicer weather and summer fun and enrichment. The next meeting of the Friends of the Library will be held on Saturday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., followed by lunch from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at the Joseph Cohn Training Center, JKTC, located at 130 Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. Directions are at the end of this newsletter. Anyone wishing to stay for lunch will be asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. Please call 609-895-1048 and select the Friends mailbox before May 31st to let us know how many to plan for lunch. I hope you will consider joining us for an informative meeting. In this newsletter, you will find an interview with volunteer Bob Lucas, who is a reader and monitor for the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Centers, NJSL-TBBC, Audiovision. Information about the NJSL-TBBC's annual golf outing and about books by New Jersey authors is also included. This is a friendly reminder that our fiscal year dues for fiscal year 2014 are up for renewal. Please send your dues and donations to the Friends mailing address and write your check out to the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. The Friends appreciate your efforts and your participation in helping the NJSL-TBBC meet its goals. A membership form is attached to this newsletter for those who wish to join the Friends or pay dues. Dues are $10 for an individual membership and $25 for a family membership. These dues cover the 12-month period from July 1st, 2014 to June 30th, 2015. Mary Jo Partica, President of the Friends, and that's the end of that article. Election of Officers. Election of officers will be held at the June 7th meeting. The nominating committee, which is comprised of Pat Kay, Jim Doherty, and Barbara Finan, is proposing the following slate of officers: President, Mary Jo Partica; Vice President, Lauren Casey; Secretary, Audley Lucas; and Treasurer, Joyce Soa. Other members may be nominated from the floor at the time of elections. We do ask that anyone being nominated from the floor be approached in advance of the meeting, and he or she must agree to run for the office in question. And that's the end of that article. Meet Bob Lucas, narrator and monitor. We wish to thank Bob Lucas for his willingness to give his time to both narrate and monitor digital books for the patrons of our library. In this article, he shares with us his personal experiences. Bob, a member of the Friends Finance Committee, has recorded and monitored two separate books recorded in the Audiovision recording studios. He recorded To Have and To Kill by New Jersey author Mary Jane Clark, and was the monitor for Brian Waite when he recorded A Symphony of Soloists, the story of Wakefern and ShopRite. Bob shared that although the two functions are intertwined and necessary to produce a good final product, each is very unique. He stated that when recording a novel, one must actually act out the various characters in an understated way, as opposed to a nonfiction work in which the reader functions more as a narrator. Bob did point out that when recording, one becomes tired and will make reading mistakes after a period of time. The monitor will point these out and have the errors reread and corrected. Bob's comment was, "After a while, my tongue gets in front of my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying." He noted that the preparation for both the narrators and the monitors is the same with respect to proper pronunciation of difficult words and proper names. The monitor will listen to each word as the narrator is recording while following in his own copy of the book that is being recorded. Quote, "You have to be on high alert during the entire recording session to ensure complete and total accuracy, You get tired in a different way than when you are doing the recording, Bob said. Both positions have the same goal. That goal is to work together to produce a completely accurate rendition of the author's book that can be enjoyed by people who are blind and reading impaired. Lauren Casey, Vice President of the Friends. And that's the end of that article. Golf outing. It's tea time for talking books. TBBC is excited to announce its third annual golf classic to be held on June 10th at the picturesque Old York Country Club in Chesterfield, New Jersey. The Friends will be donating $1,000 for this year's fundraiser golf outing. The donation will be split between the cost of the luncheon, the cost of the 19th hole, and gift certificates from Dick's Sporting Goods that will be awarded as prizes. Each year, the fundraiser golf outing nets more money for TBB services not covered by federal and state funding. If you know anyone interested in golfing, sponsoring, or volunteering, contact Linda Searcy in the development office at TBBC at 800-792-8322, extension 835. And that's the end of that article. Newsletters available on Newsline. Cassettes and cassette players are being phased out, but there is now an alternative for those without computers. Insights, New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center's newsletter, and the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped newsletter, and other newsletters are now available on Newsline. You can access these newsletters with a Newsline subscription and a touch-tone telephone. If you do not have a Newsline subscription, contact Reader Services at the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center at 1-800-792-8322 to get signed up for a Newsline subscription. If you have a Newsline subscription but do not remember your login information, contact Christian Riel at the above number, extension 821. Once you have secured your login information, dial in to the service by calling 1-888-882-1629 or the local dial-up number provided for you for accessing the service. Following the prompts for logging in and reading the newsletters, choose option 2 off the main menu for your state's information channel, followed by option 5, the New Jersey information channel, and then follow the prompts for the newsletters. Happy reading! Please check out our website for information on community services, as well as present and past copies of our newsletters at http://friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. Bill Doherty. And that's the end of that article. Books recorded locally. Several books have been recorded at Audiovision at TBBC by volunteer readers. You can get them at http://www.audiovision-nj.org/members/books.php. The user ID is guest, and the password is also guest. The download procedure is similar to that in downloading from Bard. Following is a list of the books presently available. Sunset, A Macular Journey, DBL 1002. The Charmer, DBL 5000. The Soprano State, DBL 5002. To Have and to Kill, DBL 5006. Jacket, The Trials of a New Jersey Criminal Defense Attorney, DBL 5009. The Last Newspaper Man, DBL 5010. NJ Noir, DBL 5011. Fragments from the Biography of Nemesis, DBL 5012. A Symphony of Soloists, The Story of Wakefern and Shoprite, DBL 5017. Children's Books. Calvin Coconut, Trouble Magnet, DBL 5001. Aggie the Brave, DBL 5003, Bink and Golly, DBL 5004, Annie and Snowball and the Wintry Freeze, DBL 5005, Mac and Cheese, DBL 5007, Mallory in the Spotlight, DBL 5008, Pony Crazy, DBL 5013, Annie and Snowball and the Book Bugs, DBL 5014, Mia and the Dance for Two, DBL 5015, Dixie, DBL 5016, and that's the end of that article. In Memoriam, Roger Beekman, a friend to many and a longtime member of the Friends, passed away on March 27, 2014. Norman Goldstein, the father of our treasurer, Joyce Soa, passed away on April 4, 2014. Please keep the families and friends of these gentlemen in your thoughts and prayers as they go through this difficult time. And that's the end of that article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends would like to thank the following people for their very generous donations: Karen Cerullo, Margaret Chesson, Janice Foster, Kay and Ed Blick, Harry Kiriakadous, and family. And that's the end of that article. Directions to the next meeting. Address: JKTC, 130 Livingston Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901-2421. Cross Street is Seaman Street, S-E-A-M-A-N. From the north: south on Route 1 to Route 18, heading toward New Brunswick. Get off Route 18 at the New Street ramp. Turn slight right onto New Street, NJ26. Take the second left onto Livingston Avenue, NJ26. Turn left onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. From the south: north on Route 1 to Livingston Avenue, NJ26, toward New Brunswick. Turn right onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. And that's the end of that article. Following is the Friends of the NJ Library for the Blind membership form, which should accompany any new member application or payment of your dues. The following items are asked for on the form: your name, street address, city, state, and zip code, telephone with the area code, your email address if you have one, your preferred media format, and you're asked to check one of the following items: LP for large print, cassette, email, or none, I will read online. Then next is yes or no, I am eligible for NJLBH services. Next item, individual member, $10. Check that, or family membership, $25. And then donation, if you have a donation to make, you write it in. Next. And then if there's a donation in memory or honor of someone, you write that person's name. And then beneath that, you send the acknowledgement for the memorial gift to the name, then the address, street address, then the city, state, and zip code. And then the last item here is, I have made a bequest in my will, and you put a check mark there if you've done so. Then you are to please return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of the NJLBH, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that's the end of that article, and also that's the end of the Spring 2014 Friends of the Library newsletter.